We're joined by the head coach of Belmont Clemmy Volleyball, Lee Faubourg. And, Coach, your thoughts on tonight's postseason match. You went the full five sets, as you would expect in postseason, and knowing this team well, third meeting here this year.
Yeah, I thought tonight was probably going to look like this. I thought it would be a long one and a competitive one, and it was that. Unfortunately, just didn't end the way that we needed it to move on. And I think a couple of the things that, you know, would have been really significant for us is we had a couple of hitters that we just couldn't get the ball to enough, and that would have definitely made our offense a little bit more aggressive. But overall, I thought it was a great matchup. I thought our kids did some things that were really great at times, and then we also kind of hit a roller coaster at times, and you could see that with some of the scores. So,
one of the things we had talked about earlier on in the season is that communication. Your team did a really good job in some of these rallies communicating well and extending some of these volleys, getting some scoring chances. What you saw from your perspective on that?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot better in that area. We did talk about that a couple weeks ago, that we have some situations where we're running into each other or we're miscommunicating on balls. And that was better overall. You know, that second set where got beat pretty handedly. I can't think of the score off the top of my head. But that right there, that's miscommunication and just lack of communication. And they came back and they corrected that in game 3, 4, and 5. And we just can't afford to give up games like that.
For Nevi McMurray, what a night for her. I had her unofficially double-digit kills. What you've just seen from her being one of the top attackers on this team.
She does a great job, and you know, she's really worked her way into that kind of lead hitter this year after following some pretty strong offensive options last year, and really proud of how she swung tonight. She really made some great decisions with the ball, and that's something we've worked hard on. You know, if you know where your set's at, know what you can and can't hit from there, and then make an aggressive option no matter where you are on the court, and she did a good job of that. So
this ended up being the final match for multiple seniors for this Broncos team. What your message would be to them as their volleyball career comes to an end at the high school level, but had a chance to represent this community well?
Yeah, just a big thank you. You know, they're great kids, and that's kind of what we preach a lot is, you know, we want them to be great volleyball players. We want them to be even better people, and they're that. They're going to be really successful, and they're great individuals, and we're super proud of them. So,
the support you felt tonight is a full gym to support your team.
Yeah, I thought the community really turned out. You could hear them cheering over there. Our student section was awesome. I felt a lot of support, so it was great.
Final thoughts, Coach, as this BK team goes into the offseason, some really good young pieces to build upon for future years.
Yeah, excited. That's probably our ending thought. We're going to miss some kids, and that's always something that's hard to get used to. I do feel every year, but I'm overall excited, and they're ready to work, so we'll be back soon.
Well, Coach, thanks for your time all season long updating us on your program. Best of luck as you continue to build with the pieces you have returning. Thanks for joining us postgame.
Thanks for all your coverage this year, too. We really appreciate it.